रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। बालकांड चैप्टर 7 दशरथस मिनिस्टर्स रेसिटेशन स्टार्ट्स नाउ। मिनिस्टर्स 8 इन नंबर assisted the wise and warlike monarch in the government of his vast empire. Drishti, Jayanta, Vijaya, Siddhartha, Arthasadhaka, Ashoka, Mantrapala, and Sumantra. Vashishta and Vamadeva were his spiritual guides, while Jabali and the rest took their place among his counselors. They were excellent readers of character, faithful and true, their thoughts, words and deeds ever in perfect accord, of subdued senses, of large private means, gifted with extraordinary intelligence, sweet-spoken, of honest fame, and true to their promises even unto death, of unsurpassed valor and fortitude. They ever had their eye on everything that tended to the best interests of their master and was dear to his heart. Their time, their talents, and their energies were devoted to the affairs of the state, and they discharged their trust thoroughly and efficiently. Well versed in the intricate science and art of polity, they would sooner die than stoop to a mean action or an unjust one. Famed for their never-failing patience and spiritual might, they would not utter an untruth from motives of anger or love or gain. Of considerable tact and knowledge of the world, they acquainted themselves through their spies with everything that took place in their country or abroad, past, present, or in contemplation. Of well-tried friendship, they dealt out justice swift and meet, be it son or stranger, friend or foe. Ever law-abiding, they safeguarded the streets of the good and the righteous. Their hand was ever heavy on the wicked and the impious, but was never lifted against the innocent, be he their worst enemy. Ever successful against the foes of the state and clever in following the deep-laid plans, they never let slip any occasion of increasing the armaments of the kingdom and enriching its coffers. But withal, by fair and honest means, oppressing not the pious Brahmanas and the valiant Kshatriyas. Every offender was punished and fined according to the magnitude of his offense, and with due regard to his age and means, time and place. Under the watchful eye of these faithful ministers, who worked in perfect harmony, neither the capital nor the country was ever disgraced by a liar or a rogue or a goer after other women or an unrighteous man or a wicked one. These excellent counselors were ever tastefully dressed and adorned, with a constant eye to the best points of a man's character. They were renowned for their clear insight into the present and the future. While religiously guarding the secrets of the state, they were calm and cool in judgment and well conversant with the proper occasions of the four means of overcoming an enemy, that is Sam, Dam, Bhed, and Dand. Through his gifted ministers, Dasharatha won over the hearts of his people and was ever informed of everything that took place at home or abroad. Of faultless character, his feet were ever set on the path of virtue and his heart ever turned away from the path of unrighteousness. No one sought his presence with a prayer and went away disappointed. His friends were numerous and true, and his tributaries many. He bowed to none and acknowledged the yoke of none, and he met not any foe worthy of his steel. His promises always fell short of the performance, and the rising orb of day shone not with greater glory in his golden halo of radiance than did this king of men with his noble ministers around him. Mangalam Koshilendraya Mahaniya Gunavde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.